From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Here is the Voice of Indonesia, the World Service of Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta. Welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, at the program of RRINET on Indonesia today. On Wednesday, 5th February 2025, I believe that you are in good condition and you are feeling well. And I also believe that today as your new day, as new innovation and even new enthusiasm for you all to do your best. Well, with me on the Faisal, would like to accompany you, especially for RRINET for 1 hour ahead, and our team has already prepared our interesting segment that can not only educate you, but even entertain you for today's edition with me on the Faisal. Well, full of music, full of entertainment, full of, you know, social culture, compile of our even feature and even our interview, and also Indonesian song that is also would like to accompany you for today's edition. Well, here this, in this case here, you know, some information really that would like to improve about your insight and even understanding, especially about Indonesia. So please don't go anywhere. That's the first song that would like to accompany you. Here the song is from Anna Mary with title here, Man 2022. Enjoy the song.
I will always remember the day you kissed my lips, light as a feather. And it went just like this, no, it's never been better than the summer of 2002. We were only 11, but acting like grown-ups, like we are in the present. Drinking from plastic cups, singing love is forever and ever. Well, I guess that was true. Dancing on the hood in the middle of the woods on an old Mustang, where we sang songs with all our childhood friends. And it went like this, say, ooh, I got nothing to pop, I'm singing bye, bye, bye. Hold up, if you wanna go and take a ride with me, better hit me, baby, one more time. Fast forward to 18, we are more than lovers. Yeah, we are all we need when we're holding each other. I'm taken back to 2002. Yeah. Dancing on the hood in the middle of the woods on an old Mustang, where we sang songs with all our childhood friends. And it went like this, say, ooh, I got nothing now, problems singing bye, bye, bye. Hold up, if you wanna go and take a ride with me, better hit me, baby, one more time. Bye. Paint a picture for you and me on the day when we were young. Singing at the top of both our lungs on the day we fell in love. Ooh, on the day we fell in love. Dancing on a hood in the middle of the woods of an old Mustang, where we sang songs with all our childhood friends. Oh, now, oops, I got 99 problems singing bye, bye, bye. Hold up, if you wanna go and take a ride with me, better hit me, baby, one more time.
giving love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, turn with me. People of the land, days and times, and music and beauty of measure. Among the colors of heaven, this is wonderful way. I feel love. A wonderful Indonesia.
Dalam langkah kau pernah sendiri. Pencipta pertemukan kita lagi. Amarah ada, laparan sudah, suka cita ada dalam kita. Berlayar menuju tujuan yang telah pasti. Berlabuh untuk satu dalam cinta di sini. Apapun yang terjadi, setia pada janji. Tak usah kau bayangkan lagi, karena kita sudah ada di sini. Percaya saja, jangan ragukan, cinta itu ada dalam kita. Berlayar menuju tujuan yang telah pasti. Berlabuh bersatu dalam cinta di sini. Apapun yang terjadi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's special interview, we will talk about tourism. Especially recently, we have the ASEAN Tourism Forum 2025 held in Johor Bahru, Malaysia, from January 15th to 17th, in which the key players of tourism industries gathered and discussed the latest trends and, of course, the opportunities for the region. But of course, not only the talks. In this place, there's also the travel exchange or the TravEx, in which Indonesia also showcase our tourism development programs and future plans so that we get more cakes or visitors from ASEAN countries. And to know more about the potential of the ASEAN market and the strategy that Indonesia is having to boost the tourism in the region, in the studio, we have the Assistant Deputy for International Tourism Marketing 3 of the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, Mr. Raden Wisnu Sindatrisno. Hello, sir.
Hello, Steve. Thank you for inviting me.
All right, sir. So, what is the new Indonesian tourism development programs that we introduced in the TravEx, sir?
Yeah. Thank you, Steve. This is actually one of the most timely moment, yeah,
in the beginning of the year.
In the beginning of the year, we thank God that ASEAN Tourism Forum, as being the first ministerial meeting of the ASEAN Tourism Minister, convened every January. Yep. So it's really, the first start of the year to promote all the destinations in the ASEAN, and being the most the nearest by geography location with Indonesia, this region is puts highly importance to Indonesia. That's why we put all our efforts to promote Indonesian destination in every ASEAN Tourism Forum, especially in the travel exchange, the tourism burst that held hand in hand with the tourism forum itself. Our Minister Widyanti Putri already having and promoting one of her flagship quick wins, we can say, for the for making what we call it elevated tourism. Pariwisata naik kelas in bahasa. So we would like to elevate the tourism in Indonesia, tourism industry to a higher plan, to a higher level. In this regard, Minister Widi promoting at least three new programs, starting by what we call it Gerakan Wisata Bersih, Clean Tourism. This is actually to promote sustainable and regenerative tourism, because now sustainable tourism is a buzzword in the tourism industry. Everybody says all over the world that we have to be sustainable, the destination should be sustainable, we need to reach regenerative tourism. But how sustainable actually? Yep. How regenerative we are, especially in our destination. It started with a very simple, with a very basic thing, to clean all the destinations.
Clean all the destinations.
To create all the ambience avenue for the tourists when they come to Indonesia. So by this clean tourism, Gerakan Wisata Bersih, the clean movement, tourism movement, we engage all walks of life, we engage the communities, we engage all the local government to go hand in hand with us to facilitate all the cleanliness in the destination.
Okay, but is it in all the destinations or still some pilot projects?
We started by some pilot projects, of course. We have 5 super priority destinations, right, beyond Bali. But since everybody all over the world asking, oh, Bali, having a lot of over-tourism right now. So we start in Bali.
Bali first.
We start in Bali first. Gerakan Wisata Bersih start in Bali. We clean all the river and beach in Bali. Last December, this is the launching of Gerakan Wisata Bersih, along with the local government and the community. And also many NGOs also, yep. I mean, hand in hand together to clean up the beach and the river.
Yeah, because on the social media there are all so many NGOs,
right,
with people from abroad, not from Indonesia,
right,
and
right.
They're concerned about this beautiful island full
right.
of trashes. And now we have the action to clean all
yeah.
this, so we are not staying silent
right,
about it.
Right, right. And it's gonna be, I mean, a national movement in all over Indonesia.
Hmm.
We established the task force, including with the tourism industry and also the local government and the community in every destination in Indonesia. After Bali, now the minister and the deputy minister, vice minister, are having this kind of a program also in Yogyakarta right now, today,
okay.
starting today in Parang Tritis, and go all over to up to Central Java and East Java.
Okay.
So this Gerakan Wisata Bersih, Clean Tourism Movement, is started, and it's going to be our flagship, one of the minister's flagship. And the second is what we call it, to capitalize the big data and AI. So we try to elevate also our tourism marketing through digitalization. So we digitize our tourism promotion. We call it Tourism 5.0. So we are revamping all our media,
mm-hmm.
Own media, website, the social media, and all that's related to our media, to including AI, and also to take advantage of AI and the big data. So next, it is in the final progress. We do hope that it could be launched on March. Next, our website and our Tourism 5.0 will be more interactive and seamless for everybody. So anybody all over the world just log in to our website and then can click anywhere in Indonesia, to Sabang, to Merauke, and they can find almost everything there.
So
it's going to be interactive.
Yeah.
And it's going to be suggest anything that you want. Oh, okay, I only have this so-and-so budget. I would like to go to visit this. That will be...
Everything can be found in this website.
Yeah.
But are you going to still use the Indonesia to travel? Or
yes,
will still this word?
Yeah. This is, we developed there yeah. only.
Because earlier, we used also the website for our broadcast,
yeah.
and it used to be complete,
yeah.
but it is not complete now, and you guys are
yeah,
going to make it easier.
That one. The Indonesia the travel.
It will
so
help.
It's going to be there only.
Yeah, I will be waiting for that. Okay.
And the last thing is
yeah.
what we call it, experiential tourism. This is actually, since sustainable and regenerative is a buzzword in the tourism industry, so we try to elevate also the tourists that come to Indonesia to a quality tourist. So not only numbers that we're eyeing now, we also we invite all quality tourists that targeted into at least for now we try to get with to attract with four special interests that is culinary destination,
mm-hmm.
fashion destination, wellness and luxury tourism. So this special interest that we would like to highlight to promote destination, super priority destination of Indonesia. So what we call it is experiential tourism to make tourists more engaged with the community there.
It's not only about coming, taking pictures and then going home.
No.
They are gonna talk to the people.
They have to plan a rice, their paddy.
Wow.
They could, batting the buffalo or the elephant. It's a new experience that
yeah.
they can, found it in the 5-star hotel all over the world. They
wow.
cannot find it. So they have to go there and this is experience.
Yep.
Unique experience, we call it experiential tourism. So this is actually that we are going to promote also. Trying the farm to table, so they pick up their own vegetable from
mm-hmm.
the plantation, and then they cooking, and then they eat it, and then on their own table.
Okay.
We decide this kind of thing on like in any almost any destination in Indonesia. We started the pilot project in Ubud as a culinary destination of the world. UN Tourism granted culinary destination only two in the world. It's yeah. only Peru and Indonesia, Ubud.
Wow.
So we have to capitalize this.
Yeah. If you see the whole map, it's they are 12 hours apart.
Yeah.
Right? In the same location and from so many countries, so many cities, Ubud is chosen and
right.
for that. And I think that's a pretty nice idea. I mean, if you just taste the food, you cannot understand anything about
right.
the food. But you take it from the garden
right.
and cook it. Wow.
We're going to have a like international event that,
mm-hmm.
That would like invite also, I mean, famous chef all over the world this September in Ubud.
This September.
Wonderful Indonesia gourmet destination, a festival.
Festival. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So please put it on your calendar right now, September 2025. Make sure to go to Bali if you want to taste a lot of nice foods and also meet a lot of international chefs trying those foods. Okay, so let's get back a little bit to the ATF and also Trey Faxter.
Mm-hmm.
Although actually they have got so many questions
right,
about
right,
their
right.
latest programs. So you had the photo, you guys discussed a lot of things and I would like to know a little bit about what kind of market that we see during that forum, and is there any kind of findings or the result that we can share
mm-hmm.
to the listener?
Yeah, we are actually blessed by our geographic location.
Yep.
From Sabang to Merauke, more than 17,000 island, and we have, concentric circle this ASEAN region, ASEAN countries that really close to our. Indonesia.
Yeah.
That's why the biggest contributor of foreign tourists coming to Indonesia is coming from ASEAN.
From our neighborhood.
From our neighbor, from Malaysia, from Singapore especially. We provide almost all walks of life, of all kind of tourism coming from ASEAN. We have a road trip for ASEAN travelers, we have honeymooners, we have a wedding destination. We have MICE, meeting and incentive. We have golf also, not to mention marine tourism, the diving, snorkeling. We have almost everything in every part of Indonesia, especially in five super priority destinations, that Lake Toba, Likupang in North Sulawesi, Yogyakarta, of course, the Trail of Civilization, the Lombok, Mandalika, with the MotoGP, we have every November, and Labuan Bajo, where the Komodo dragon, roaming freely in their, habitat, natural habitat. So we have eyeing all walks of life from ASEAN countries, and by this, no wonder ASEAN is contributing almost 35% of total tourists coming to Indonesia. And also, is up to November, it reached 4.4 million ASEAN passport ASEAN travelers coming to Indonesia. It's accounted for 35% of total tourists coming to Indonesia up to November, January to November 2024. And thank God, Alhamdulillah, puji Tuhan, on the travel exchange there, 3 days travel exchange, we can sell more than 23,000 tourism package. More than 20,000. It's accounted around total revenue, potential revenue, almost 61 billion.
61 billion.
Indonesian rupiah. It's a quite increase compared to the result of last year. Trafex last year in Vientiane, Laos, the Trafex we participate. I forgot, but it's accounted 25% increase this year compared to last year. So it's a good sign and a good start also for
mm-hmm,
the year
mm-hmm.
To promote Indonesia in the ASEAN countries.
Okay. And I would like to dig more about this, but first let's listen to this one song.
Voice of Indonesia.
Betapa bahagianya hatiku saat ku duduk berdua dengan Jadilah hari ini adalah yang terakhir, namun ku tetap bahagia. Selalu disyukuri, begitulah adanya. Namun bila kau ingin sendiri, cepat-cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba, ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, berjalan bersamamu dalam terik dan hujan, berlarian ke sana kemari dan tertawa. Namun bila saat berpisah telah tiba, izinkan ku menjaga dirimu, berjuang menikmati pelukan di ujung waktu. Silakan temani diriku. Sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba, ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, berjalan bersamamu dalam terik dan hujan, berlarian ke sana kemari dan tertawa. Namun bila saat berpisah telah tiba, izinkan ku menjaga dirimu, berjuang menikmati pelukan di ujung waktu. Sudilah kau temani diriku, istriku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. You are still listening to the special interview with the Assistant Deputy for International Tourism Marketing at Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, Mr. Raden Wisnu Sintotrisno, and we are still talking about the potential from ASEAN countries that is coming to Indonesia, that you said that it contribute a lot to our tourist visit in 2024. And I would like to know that in average, how much do these ASEAN people spend in our country?
Thank you, Steve. We noted that the foreign tourists travel that come to Indonesia, that stay longer and spend higher in Indonesia, of course, quite far from Indonesia,
yeah,
like from European and from American continent, Middle East or Africa, because they are, I mean, quite far from Indonesia, so they, I mean, well planned to come to Indonesia, staying in Indonesia more than 10 days, let's say, from European, American, up to 2 weeks. But ASEAN, being a very, I mean, having proximity to Indonesia, very close destination, even weekender coming to Indonesia, like from Batam, Singapore,
mm-hmm.
every weekend they come to Batam or to Bintan.
Just
from,
like
from Singapore and Malaysia.
Just like Jakarta and people going to Bandung and Bogor.
35 minutes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So they come almost every weekend. So this is actually good in numbers and also good for our revenue also.
Mm-hmm.
They don't stay longer in Indonesia since very close. Singapore to by fly also only 1 hour. Malaysia also 1.5 hours from Indonesia, from Bali, from Jakarta. So they don't stay, I mean, quite long. But they do spend. They do spend. In average, we calculated, we noted around 700 until, 600 until 1,000 US dollar per visit. So they quite a big spender. Because in average, our statistical bureau last year, for 2023, let's say, in a whole year, our average, what we call it, ASPA, average spending per arrival for every tourist to come to Indonesia, in average, it's only like 1,300 US dollar per visit. In average, yeah. It ranges from 500 US dollar up to 2,500 US dollar. So in average, 1,300 US dollar in 2023. This is average spending per arrival in 2020. I believe in 2024, the numbers not come yet. Usually, the lag is like 2 months for our statistical bureau. So, first week of February, we're going to have
yeah.
this kind of information. We do hope that it's going to be increased. Maybe I'm positive that it could reach up to 1,500 US dollar in average. But ASEAN, 700 to 1,000 is quite good. Considering they are a repeater.
Yep.
They're coming every weekend. They're coming even in the weekdays.
They
come to Jakarta every weekdays for shopping in Tanah Abang
yeah.
and going by bus to Bandung.
Yeah, they wanted to try that. Yeah.
Yes. So this is, quite good. We believe it's going to be contribute more.
Yep.
So this number of average spending of 700 up to 1,000 is a good start
yep.
for ASEAN market. And if we can promote our close destination to Jakarta, so now it's going to be increase their spending. And we try to make also they stay longer in Indonesia.
Stay longer
yeah.
in the countries. And so what are the strategies to realize that? I mean, we also have these three new programs. Mm-hmm. Is that also applicable for our ASEAN neighbors?
Yes, yes. Besides our, regular promotional program
mm-hmm.
of participating in the tourism bourse, in the tourism fair, and also we have a sales mission. We bring our industry to come to ASEAN countries and meet buyers from ASEAN countries. And we have a family trip, familiarization program. We invite and funding travel agent tour operator or destination management company or KOL, key opinion leader, influencer in ASEAN countries to come to our destination
mm-hmm.
To stay in Lombok, in Labuan Bajo, in Likupang, Yogyakarta, and spreading the news there in their own country. We have also what we call it a joint promotional program. We tie up with the airline, ASEAN Airlines, Singapore Airlines, Malaysia Airlines, Jetstar, any airlines that we now promoting to have a joint promotion. And online travel agent also,
yep.
because besides traditional travel agent, now people use usually millennials, Gen X, booking their travel by online travel agent.
Yeah.
So we tie up with online travel agent also. And out of this regular program, we have a very special program actually that we believe sorry, could increase also the numbers coming from ASEAN countries. We, the government of, the provincial government of Riau Island and government of Johor in Malaysia already signed an MOU to operate what we call it roll-off, roll-on, big ferry from Batam to Johor.
Oh.
This is a game changer because this big ferry can bring not only passenger but also product, our small and medium enterprise product, SMEs product from Batam to be sold in Johor, in Malaysia and Singapore. And also, they could use by vehicles also.
They can bring their own vehicles.
So they can bring vehicles, they can bring their own car from Singapore to Johor Bahru to Batam, Bintan, and vice versa. So, this seamless connection, so they don't have to
rent a car,
to take a Grab or Gojek, because they can bring convenience of their own car to roaming freely in Batam and Bintan. So this is a game changer, and the final regulations are still in the discussion. Mm-hmm. But we believe that it's going to be launched by this first semester.
Okay.
And the second thing after that one, we have what we call it a special border treatment. Special border treatment is a special treatment for the resident of Malaysia and Singapore to come to Batam and Bintan. That we are giving them a very big discount, voucher, extra facilities, anything. Extra services for the residents of Malaysia and Singapore.
So they will not be spending their holiday in their own countries. Cheaper to come to Indonesia.
Well, come to Indonesia.
Yeah.
And last but not the least, New Year's gift from the from our colleagues from the immigration department in Indonesia. They are now finalizing the four-day visa-free for residents in Singapore that holding the long-term visit pass and student pass. So all international students in Singapore now can come free to Indonesia.
Even if they are not Singaporeans?
No, it's not. Even if it's not that, usually international student. So all international passport holder in Singapore, not only the permanent resident. Immigration Director General Indonesia already give 4 days free visa to Riau Island for 4 days for the permanent resident holder in Singapore. Now, in addition, they are going to give also long-term visit pass and student pass. So this is gonna be, game changer also. People from Singapore will flock to our Batam and Bintan.
Nice.
Good for us.
Nice. Yeah, I can imagine more people coming to our country, especially during the very long weekend. It will be a very good one. And we'll talk about the long weekend soon, so stay tuned in the Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. You are still in this special interview. We mix this or relate this with the ASEAN context. Mm-hmm. Our neighbors also have a lot of Chinese descent, mm-hmm, from Singapore, mm-hmm, from, mm-hmm, Malaysia. Maybe instead of spending the time in your place, just come to Indonesia. We got a lot of events over here.
Just go to www.indonesia.travel. You can find all Chinese New Year celebration and Islamic tradition.
Everything you need, apparently. And besides that, there's also the calendar events,
yeah, calendar
from
events
across Indonesia. So it is like a one-stop place for you to know more about Indonesian tourism. Right. All right. Yeah. Thank you very much, Pak Wisnu.
You're most welcome, Steve.
Yeah.
Enjoy to discuss this promotional destination in Indonesia. I do hope that we can do this kind of things, promotion event.
Yeah, of course.
More often, yeah. Every week,
maybe.
So, all listeners can also find any new last destination, yeah, any new hidden gems,
yeah,
all over Indonesia.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you very much, sir. All right, listener, that is our special interview with the Assistant Deputy for International Tourism Marketing 3 of the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, Mr. Raden Wisnu Sintutrisno, and we've talked about the latest programs by our government and also the upcoming events that Indonesia has. So once again, if you want to know more about Indonesian travel and tourism, go to indonesia.travel. And if you missed some parts of this interview but you do not want to miss it, you can go again to our YouTube channel, VOI Official, or just listen to our application, RRI Digital. Thank you very much.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mulai hari ku
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, after listening music from Firza with title Optimist, that means that this is the end of our togetherness at the program of RNet on Indonesia today. Thank you for listening and watching us, and we are going to continue our Indonesia today.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
Dalam langkah kau pernah sendiri, Pencipta pertemukan kita lagi. Amarah ada, laparam sudah, suka cinta ada dalam kita. Berlayar menuju tujuan yang telah pasti, berlabuh untuk satu dalam cinta di sini. Apapun yang terjadi, setia pada janji. Tak usah kau bayangkan lagi, karena kita sudah ada di sini. Percaya saja, jangan ragukan, cinta itu ada dalam kita. Berlayar menuju tujuan yang telah pasti, berlabuh bersatu dalam cinta di sini.
The news. Indonesian Agriculture Minister Andi Amran Sulaiman has assured that national stocks of food are at safe levels ahead of Ramadan month, which is predicted to start between the end of February and early March 2025. Minister Sulaiman has also emphasized that the government has been working to ensure sufficient stocks of staple commodities to keep their prices stable. Indonesian Communication and Digital Affairs Minister Mutia Hafid recently has clarified by restricting children from creating social media accounts, the government is aiming to ensure their greater safety online, not limit their internet access. According to the minister, her ministry is working on a regulation to ban children under 16 years of age from creating and using social media accounts on their own without parental supervision. That's Newsline.